This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Mayor Bloomberg has won another battle in his ongoing fight against obesity. The city's Board of Health approved today a first of its kind in the nation ban of large sugary beverages like soda, sweet tea, and sports drinks. Now restaurants, fast food chains, movie theaters, and sports arenas will be prohibited from selling those drinks in cups larger than 16 ounces. WNYC's Fred Mogul has been following this story and joins me now. Mayor Bloomberg appoints the health board. Fred, so everyone expected this measure to pass. Was there any drama at today's meeting? Any dissenting voices at all?
Almost none, Amy. The board voted 8-0 to pass it. One board member, I should say, did express some skepticism, but he only abstained.
Tell me about his abstention and this board member.
Right. This was a doctor named Sixto Cotto. He's an internist in East Williamsburg. He wasn't sure the evidence was so strong that limiting sodas to 16 ounces would actually have much overall impact on obesity. He also said the city needs to take a more comprehensive approach to obesity fighting. Here's how he put it.
Let's eat less and move more. This intervention doesn't touch the whole problem of obesity, of excess of calorie that all of us or our population is drinking.
But this was, you know, clearly a minority opinion. Everyone else, one by one, lined up and overwhelmingly supported it.
Did anyone address Dr. Cotto's arguments?
Well, several board members did very specifically. They said, obviously, look, the city doesn't expect this ban, this limiting soda size, to single-handedly reverse obesity and improve New Yorkers' waistlines. They pointed out that the city, in fact, does have a comprehensive approach, that this is, you know, one of 40, I think, different measures. When this was announced in June, it got all the headlines and has continued to. But it really was one of several things to improve the food supply, get people moving, and so forth. Dr. Joel Foreman was sitting next to Dr. Cotto, and he said, you know, there are times when, frankly, all the evidence isn't in. The Board of Health needs to act and maybe take some risk and perhaps change things if it doesn't work. But urgency, gets ahead of the urgency of the problem, I should say, gets ahead of the data, and that should be enough to move forward for them.
The food and beverage industry has been spending millions of dollars in advertising to defeat this initiative. What are they going to do next?
Well, they repeated what they've said before from the time the proposal was announced. They said, you know, all options are on the table. That's sort of their way of saying we might take them to court, but they didn't definitively say that. They have about 6 months to decide if they're going to do that. They said, well, now we have the statute or the rule. We'll take a look at it, and we'll see if there's a legal strategy to take it on.
6 years ago, the city banned trans fats and required food chains to prominently post calories. And now both of those measures are well on their way to being accepted nationwide, with, as Audie Cornish noted, McDonald's announcing yesterday will post calories on its menu boards. Does Mayor Bloomberg want the rest of the country to limit soda sizes too?
Well, he says he does, and he joked that however much the beverage industry has been spending to fight this, he's prepared to spend more. But he wasn't very specific, and he didn't say he'd go on a road tour or, frankly, even lobby Albany, though Albany, we should point out, is where they could close this loophole that lets 7-Eleven and its big gulps continue to go on, because there are convenience stores and the city doesn't regulate convenience stores. So that would be, you know, one place they could do it. The previous state health commissioner was an ardent opponent of the food and beverage industry. He, I could imagine, taking it on in a way. The current administration, Governor Cuomo, doesn't seem to quite have the political stomach for it. Or if they do want to take this on, they haven't shown any evidence that they would at the state level.
WNYC's Fred Mogul, thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.